Live from our KGGF studios here in downtown Coffeyville on this Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're joined in studio by KGGF's Tina Romine. Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back here in studio. We've been talking about it the last couple of weeks, and in about 24 hours, it's going to be kicking off. Don't doors open at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Doors open at 8 o'clock, yes.
That's right. We're here to talk about the 2019 KGGF annual auction that we have over at the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. What year is this now?
This is our fourth year to have it here.
Fourth year,
yep,
to have it here. Very exciting. So real quick, just like we do, we have the last couple of weeks, but we'll explain for anybody that doesn't really know what's going on. Give us all the details. Where is it happening? What time it's starting tomorrow and all that good stuff?
Well, like you said, the doors do open at 8 o'clock and the auction starts at 9 o'clock. It is a live auction, not a silent auction. So we will have George Isley out there and it will be 100% live. So come in, make your list of what items you want to bid on, and be ready. So it kicks off there at 9 o'clock at the Coffeyville Rec Center out in Walter Johnson Park. And we will have all kinds of different items. We have gift certificates. We have a cow again. I mean,
yes.
Yeah,
well, I saw you named it, right?
Amy named it Hot Tamale.
Hot Tamale.
Yep,
I like
she's
it.
A little black Angus heifer mix, and she weighs about 480 pounds, so gives you an idea how big she is. We do have pictures of her on our website. You can get to all of the items that we have on the auction block tomorrow from KGGFradio.com and click on the auction links there. It'll take you over to our site, our auction site, that has all the pictures of everything that's going to be up for bid, and it has Little Miss Hot Tamale on there as well.
I saw that posted on the Facebook the other day. Somebody come get Little Miss Hot Tamale tomorrow. So kind of explain, I love how Dory calls it a win-win-win. Kind of go deeper into that and how we got these products in the first place.
Well, it's a win for our advertisers because they are guaranteed a 50% on their investment immediately. We go in and we purchase brand new items from their facilities, their venues, and we auction them off to you. So, and we only go up to that 80%. So you're guaranteed, when you walk in the door and you bid on one thing, you're guaranteed a 20% off. So if you want 20% off of Miss Hot Tamale, come on over. But you know, it hits that 80%, and then that's it. You don't bid against anyone else and drive the price up any higher than that. So if you have a gift certificate for $25, all you're going to pay is $20. Yeah. That's it. If you have a gift certificate for $100, all you're going to pay is that $80. That's it. Yep. And the first one to raise their number that the auctioneer sees, that's it. We don't have a big, you know,
no rock, paper, scissors, no flip of a coin.
No,
it's
no.
Auctioneer's discretion there.
That's
so
right.
I do like the premise, though, because, again, on their investments, the advertisers making the whole thing possible, really, we turn right back around. We go grab a product from them at full price, by the way, that we purchase that for, and then we auction it off to you for a discounted price guaranteed. And last year, you and I were talking about this over the phone. Last year, somebody saved some pretty good money on some Branson tickets, did they
not?
Yeah,
when we had our remote the other day, we had a couple come in and we were talking about the auction, and they told us, oh yeah, we go every year, you know, we went last year, we saved a ton of money. They said they sit down and figured up all the tickets that they bought at the auction. They saved over $3,800.
Yeah,
in their Branson trips throughout the year. And they had given away some tickets that they couldn't make it to. So, you know, we have all kinds of tickets in Branson. We have some Crayola Experience tickets out of Plano, Texas. We have some tickets for Eureka Springs, the Turpentine Creek, Wildcat Refuge. We have those.
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, they rescue wild cats, and they do have bears. I know they at least have one bear, but
lions, tigers, and bears.
Lions, tigers, and bears, and cougars, and all kinds of different animals they have out there. And they do have a walking tour. They have some cabins that you can spend the night in and wake up to hear the lions roar in the morning. And
that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is. I've been there a couple of times. It's a fascinating place. They take very good care of their animals. They make them special treats for their birthdays, and or rescue days, and it's a really spectacular place. Yeah. We also have Clay Cooper, the Grand Country Music Hall, the Dutton family, the Welk Resort, all of those kind of things out of Branson. We have new to us this year is the Kansas City Zoo. So it's a really nice zoo,
yes,
and
it is.
if you want to save a little money on those tickets, take the family up there. It's not that big of a drive, so you know.
Well, and I know people were overly interested in it when I was doing the giveaway from our visit at the 150th. There was a couple hundred entries in there. People love going to the zoo, so here's another excuse to get yourself some tickets for a discounted price.
That's right. You know, if you take the whole family, you know, if you take extended family like we do, when we take the whole family, we take at least five extra. So, you gotta have that money save. And we also have new this year is Big Brutus.
Big Brutus, huh?
Do you know where Big Brutus is?
I do. The big, is it near Parsons, correct?
Well, it's in between...
I've never been to it, but I've seen pictures.
It's West Mineral.
West Mineral, okay.
Yeah, it's outside of Cologne, near Columbus, I think.
Okay, so I'm thinking the wrong way then. Yeah, okay, so down in that area.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I've never been there. I've never really gotten behind the whole history of it. All I know is it's a giant tractor.
It's a giant electric steam shovel.
Steam shovel, okay.
And my daughter loves going. It is massive, and you don't really understand how big it is until you stand next to it. And you know, I'm not a very big person anyway, but I mean,
hey, you said it, not me.
I know, right? Even for you, it would be.
Oh well, and I've
big.
Seen pictures standing next to it, and I just don't think that the pictures do it justice.
They
until
don't.
You get there.
Yeah. It's so large, and you get to climb up all through it, and you
really?
Can. Yeah, you can.
Hey, the kid's
see
coming
the,
out of me now.
Yeah, it's
normally
fun.
When you see something like that, they're like, "Stay off the machinery."
Yes, don't
you
touch
know?
It. But no, you can't climb the boom anymore because you know they had some troubles
have nice
with
things,
that.
Some
but
people,
that's
yeah.
right. Some people have to ruin it for everybody. But you can get into. I'm not sure what the operator chair the.
Would that be a
cockpit, if
yeah,
you will?
I mean, it's a big
I don't really
piece of
know
machinery.
What you call that.
Big enough piece of machinery. I'd call it a cockpit. I mean,
that's
my goodness.
Right. That works for me.
So lots of tickets. We got tickets on tickets. Here, real quick, I kind of want to explain as well because, you know, there's going to be some people out there that just, regardless of the price, I have to have this. This is something I got to have. You're going to save 20% whatsoever. And like you said, if you've got that card up right at by the time that we get to that 20% that you save, you know, you can kind of have a flip of a coin. What if somebody wants to guarantee that they get that?
When you get your number, which our numbers are free, when you get your number, you want to write max on the back of that number. If you hold that max up, then that's yours. If you hold it up the same time as somebody else does, then it's at the auctioneer's discretion. Whoever he sees first, that's the winner. But like, if I wanted a $25 gift certificate to Jan L's Flowers and Gifts, and I say, man, I've got to buy flowers or a candy bouquet for my dad, I'm going to save me some money. So you're going to hold that card up, and it's going to say max, and it's yours.
And the bidding ends
And
right
the bidding
there.
Ends, and that's it.
Well,
because
go ahead.
80%, that tops it out. That's
yeah.
it.
Well, and I liked how last time that we spoke, you said kind of get there a little early, maybe find a pamphlet or go look at the options and the items, see where they're at listed and write it down. Be prepared, you know, like have a game plan, like you said.
Yes, and if you step out for any reason, make sure your friend knows, hey, that's what I want.
Exactly.
If they're bidding on that, you better bid on it for me or come get me.
Yeah, so we got tickets on tickets on tickets. Tell me a couple of the other items or big things that I know we got hot tamale coming.
We do.
But what else we got on there?
We
and
have
great
a,
advertisers, too.
We have a Poulon Weed Eater from Carter Automotive. We have an Ashley lamp and a coffee table and end table from Derail Commodity. We have a recliner from Derailed as well. Mm. And it's been sitting out here with a do not sit on it
I haven't.
Tag on
I
it.
I promise I haven't.
But it looks so comfy.
It is so enticing. It really is.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're in the market for a recliner, that's a pretty big savings right there on that recliner.
That is.
It's valued at $500 and your 80% is $399.20.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
that's $100 savings right there.
$100 savings right off. We also have some smaller items. We have a butterfly touch lamp that it's one of the ones with the glass shade and you can touch it And it goes three different shades.
Nice.
We got that from Gold and Silver Pond here in Coffeyville. We also have some Montana Silversmith Jewelry from S&S Western in Edna. And we have a big metal palm tree from the North Star Metalworks over in Caney. And if you've driven by there and you've seen the palm trees, I have. I love them. They're just beautiful. And, you know, I'm a Floridian at heart. So, you know, palm trees are my thing.
Well, you even
thing.
Got the Salt Life shirt on and
Salt
everything.
Life. So, yeah, I'm wearing my work shirt today because I got stuff to do. But
exactly. But, the first time I saw it, too, I was like, what the heck are they bringing back here? But it's all deconstructed at this point. I had no idea. I was like, what is this?
We'll
but
put it together.
Neat. Yeah,
we'll
it looks
put
very
it together.
Neat.
But, yeah, it you can see a picture of it on the website so you know what we're talking about. But we also have a fire pit. And the fire pit comes to us from S&S Lumber and Metal Sales. And if you're in the market for that, it's just one of those ones, you know, like you sit around, it's got the grate over the top.
Nice.
And yeah, it's not huge. Be good for about any backyard.
Well, and again, so, you know, a couple of the things that you keep mentioning, you know, I don't want to say that they're annoyingly expensive, but sometimes they can be, you know, like for a fire pit. That would be a great addition to go into your backyard or maybe on your back patio, but man, I gotta drop a couple $100. But here's an easy excuse to save some money.
The retail on the fire pit is $95.
Oh, so that's even a good priced one there. So S&S is hooking you up either way.
That's right, but you're only going to pay about $75. $75.99
that's
is your 80% of that. So, I mean, right off the, I mean, that's the $20 savings.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is just a unique event that we hold every year, and it gives our advertisers an opportunity to, you know, get more for their dollar, and then we come in and buy those items, and then we get to showcase those items, and you get to save money.
There you go.
So that's your win-win-win. Yeah. So,
Here real quick, let's kind of explain the process that happens. I know some of our listeners out there have been to our auction before. They kind of know the premise behind things and everything, but when you're at the auction, for our listeners that plan on attending, how can they expect the whole thing to work? So they know they put their card up. Say they won, what happens after they win? They'll receive a slip, or what goes on from there?
Yeah, they'll receive their slip, and then they'll take their slip to the back and to the checkout, and then they'll go through that process. They'll get their items. We'll, you know, if it's a large item, we'll be there to help you load it. And so, you know, if you do buy hot tamale, make sure you're ready to take her home. But, you know, we'll be on hand to walk you through everything. Like I said, our numbers are free. We'll have door prizes set up, and I think I've heard rumor that maybe there might be some Royals tickets that are going to be in that door prize thing. I think I've heard
just
rumor
a hint
about
rumor.
That.
I like it.
So, you know, even if you want to just come out and check things out for a little bit, you don't have to stay for the whole auction. You can just come in, check things out, and head your merry way.
And I think that's one of the neat things as well, because, I mean, traditionally, or at least the majority of the time, your numbers aren't going to be free walking in the door.
That's right. You generally, with an auction, you do have to pay for the number.
Yep.
And you do not have to wait till the end of the auction to check out. So if you come, you get what you need, and then you can go. We'd love to have you stay, because you never know what you need.
Well, not even that, but at the same time, you know, maybe you saved enough money on that first item before you walk out. You know, it's all with the auction, it's all about timing. There could be an item up there that you really, really want. And if it's the right timing and there's nobody else in the gym that doesn't want it other than you, guess what? You're getting a sweet deal on it. So, yeah, I would recommend sticking around to see a couple of other items that maybe don't get an initial bid on it. You know what I mean? You just put a little bit in there, and who knows? You may be walking away with three or four things that probably would have costed you just the same as that one. So
that's right. I know last year I had a friend that saved a ton of money on a gift certificate. And it was a $59 gift certificate, and they purchased it for like $17 because it was just right timing.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I think some other people may have been a little asleep at the wheel on that one, but you know, that they got a really good deal. And one other item that I want to, or more of the items,
of course.
yesterday afternoon, we added Peck's Custom Butchering out of Dewey. And we've got a large bundle and a small bundle. And then we've got some gift certificates from them as well. And one of the best roasts I ever had in my life was from Peck's Meat Market and or Peck's Custom Butchering. And the large bundle and the small bundle, you get a ton of meat. So be prepared, you know, if you want to bid on that, bring your ice chest or it will be frozen. So, you know, you don't want to spend all day out. You don't want to spend all day with this thing in the car. So
no, absolutely
definitely be
not.
Prepared for that. But we also have a really pretty patriotic wreath from Lavender Landscape. And if you want to know what that looks like, again, go check out our website. But it is... it's got all kinds of sparkly blues and reds, and it's gorgeous. They did a fantastic job with that. We also have a TV, a 32-inch TV with remote from Gold and Silver Pawn here in Coffeyville. We have some Taser flashlights. So if you have, you know, you have a younger kid that's out at, you know, if they... close their job at night, they work somewhere
college
where it's dark,
college
student, high school student, you know, I would use one myself, but it's a flashlight, but it's also a taser, so,
be
you
careful.
Know, if they, yeah, be careful
flip
with that.
Flip on the right switch when you're wanting to put on some light.
That's very true.
Exactly.
We also have a Pelican cooler. From Thompson Brothers Welding here in town.
Those are nice.
It's a big monster.
It is.
And it's that thermal insulated one. So, you know, it's going to keep it nice and cool or
get
nice and
warm. Get yourself
that
cooler and then purchase the meats. And then, there you
go. Win-win right there.
Thinking ahead.
We also have a Blackstone griddle. And it's one of the flat top grills. It's very popular this summer. Everybody's getting one, so that's something I would really like.
When you were back there taking pictures of it, I came out. I was like, look at this!
Yeah,
like, this is perfect for a little patio or really any deck or even perfect for camping if you got room for it. So
that's right.
So with that, we just passed 8:30, and again, one more time, Tina, let's just give them the nitty-gritty details. When can we expect people to start doors opening, and when will it all get started for us tomorrow?
Well, we are going to be at the Coffeyville Rec Center. It's out in Walter Johnson Park. It is, 508 Park Street?
I believe so. It sounds right.
It's on our website, and we're opening the doors at 8 o'clock for browsing, so you come in. Take a look at what you want. Write it down. Make you a list. Whatever you need
be
to
prepared.
Do. Be prepared. And then we will start the auction at 9 o'clock. Your numbers are free. We have plenty of door prizes. And we'll get things underway and get it rocking and rolling.
No excuse not to come out. And I do highly advise anybody out there that is interested, go to the Facebook page and the link on our website at KGGFradio.com.
You can go to our Facebook as well.
Is it on Facebook? Okay, so perfect. So, yeah, you can map out maybe a couple of things that you want, be prepared for it, and then figure out where they're on the list for tomorrow. Like Tina says, just be prepared. And, again, if you're trying to make those bigger purchases or, like, the meat purchases, bring a freezer, bring a cattle trailer, something like that, just in case. So, again, organizer Tina Romine of the KGGF auction, again, tomorrow morning. Don't miss out on it, Tina. We'll see you tomorrow, and thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Sam.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.